Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles. Good morning, everybody. Yes, I am back, and I'm still celebrating my birthday since last week, huh? Crazy. KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Let me not forget to say that. What day is it? Where am I? 5:05 a.m. here on the West Coast. Yeah. Yesterday was such a gorgeous day, right? Beautiful. I mean, that sunset. Of course, my good friend took Friday off thinking, like, it'll be a great beach day. It was cloudy, crappy, windy. And then the day that, you know, he got to take care of his kids, the day was a perfect beach day. It just always works that way. I tell you not. So much to talk about. Oh, my gosh. We go from the Amazon fires and the Brazilian government setting us up for failure, because apparently, in case you didn't know, the Amazon's on fire. And that's actually really important for you and me. I know it's in Brazil. I know that's far. But basically, the Amazon is the lungs of the world. So if they can't breathe, we're not breathing. Just let's put it that way. We also have a lot of terrible acts here, some Nazi acts by young people in the now much more diverse Orange County. What's up with these kids in school thinking it's funny to salute the Nazi flag? Like, what is wrong with people? We'll get into that later. Also, a teen with measles, I think from Australia, right?
Yeah.
Visited Disneyland, Universal Studios, and other tourist attractions, because it would be, you know, summertime. But, hey, maybe don't do it when you got measles and you're going to spread your, you know, your cooties and leave them behind. Yeah, not cool.
Yeah, there was also a breakdancer in Arizona that did that too.
Oh, that's right. It's at some some hip hop championship.
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Oh my God.
It was a person who was from out of the country. Oh, no. They're over there too. I'm hoping it's the same guy, so it's just an isolated incident.
But I know. It doesn't end. And then we're also going to talk a little bit later about a man driving a car full of balloons, leading police on a chase to his house. Yep. Yeah. People are strange. And a Florida teacher that told students if he were a school shooter, he'd have 1,000 person body count. What is wrong with people? I tell you. Hey, really quick, too, international breaking news as we speak. And Rob Newton has the news this morning. So we're so happy to see you here today.
Glad to be here.
Right? We're such a international show. We just want to make sure everybody knows that you talked about Hong Kong in your news update. Hey, that's happening right now.
It really is. A lot of what the AP is saying is that the clear pro-democracy demonstrators took over the streets, and been in response, the police, or however you want to call them there, have been responding with tear gas. And a lot of people have been arrested.
Yeah, I actually caught this on CNN as I was, you know, before I left the house. So what time is it? Like 18, I think it's like what, 16, 17, 8, or 18 hours ahead right now in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. It's about that. And so they've had a week off, you know, a peaceful week. And now things have gone to, you know, kaputs, not good. And that's all over, if you could summarize, it's just basically over this law about they don't want criminals being extradited
over to China.
Yeah, mainland China. And why is that such a big deal? Because let me tell you, have you spent a day in jail in mainland China? No, yeah, not pretty. Okay. We also had the breaking news, and I know you got into that about the Lancaster deputy that said he was fired on by a sniper, and turns out, nope, he made up the story.
Yeah, he actually took a knife to his uniform to make it seem like, but when they took him to the hospital, there's no cuts, there's nothing. Yeah. He admitted he made it all up, but don't know why yet.
Yeah.
What was he trying to get out of?
That is the question.
Well, no, because I remember
maybe there's a hot girl in this whole scheme of things. No. But anyway, we do want to talk about this crazy bar fight, oh my God, that happened in downtown LA, Las Perlas. Listen to this. This is KTLA's Carlos, a new reporter, and here's a story that it looks like this transgender group of friends, you know, go to the bar like anybody would on a Friday night. Las Perlas? I think, is it a gay bar? That's what I'm not clear about.
I don't think it is. I think, but it's a place where people were celebrating a first day of a local LGBTQ festival.
Well, there you go. Then it probably, but apparently things went really south.
Calls for a boycott of the downtown LA bar Las Perlas. A massive rally held outside the establishment forced it to close down for the night.
I even got triggered because I've been in that situation before, being slammed around, experienced violence, and to see my trans siblings doing that, like, I just had to be here.
Demands for the bar's closure comes following this incident.
Don't touch me like that. Don't touch me like that. I need my shoe.
Three trans women and a gay man are seen forcibly removed by security last night. Prior to what we see on camera, the group says they were harassed by a straight couple who used transphobic slurs and threatened them.
And the fact that they yelled that we were not women and that they were going to come back and kill us and shoot us, it makes me fear for my life and for the rest of my coworkers.
Both groups were asked to leave, but it's how the trans women were removed that's caused quite the uproar.
They used excessive force to remove trans women out of the place, and they used they were very gentle to remove the men and the women who were very inebriated and very aggressive.
The group works for Bienestar, a Latino LGBT healthcare group. The members were participating in downtown LA Proud. The weekend event celebrates the LGBT community.
It's really despicable. You know, the community just wanted to come in, celebrate DTLA Proud, just like anyone else. And then all of a sudden for them to be called transphobic slurs, that makes no sense to me.
The owner of the restaurant put out the following statement saying, quote, our manager on duty asked both groups to leave as the safety and security of our patrons and employees is our top priority. And we have zero tolerance for this type of behavior in our establishments. The guards removed the guests that were not compliant with the manager's request to leave. Their response does not go far enough for this community.
They put our lives at risk.
And LAPD officers responded to this incident.
All right, so LAPD now, of course, investigating this, excuse me, as a hate crime, right? Possible hate crime anyway. But here's what I really don't understand. In a day and age where we all know that, you know, law enforcement has body cams, not everybody, but, you know, that's the move. That's the, you know, the pattern. Everyone's got a cell phone. Everyone's a photographer. Everyone can be a news journalist in that regard, you know, citizen journalist. Maybe as an establishment, I think they, like every business, should look at these incidents and say, wow, before we go hands-on and it gets taken out of context, you know, maybe everybody gets recorded and you almost like purposely overstate what you're asking the person to do in terms of leaving the premise because there has been a, you know, some type of disturbance, you know, kind of like a principal admonishing the customer, you know, we understand your rights, but we need you to leave now because of this incident. And so as opposed to like just getting the bouncers who, if you look at the video, we'll post it, the story on our page here, Facebook Keyword Sunday, you know, it's just some guys grabbing the trans women, like almost looks like a chokehold, and it looks violent. I mean, it is, but what happened to communication is, I guess, my point. Like, I'm sure they were upset and didn't want to leave, but if they're not causing, you know, this, if they're not an imminent threat where someone's going to get murdered, like right then and there, people need to stop with the power trip because they want people to, like, if I say move, you move right now. If I say jump, you know, you say how high. It's like, okay, just let people have their moment. Give them 5 minutes if no one else is going to get hurt. And then you don't have to have to deal with this because now the business is probably like, damn it, we got to go like spend all this money. And, you know, now it's all PR crisis for them.
Especially after a night of drinking. A little bit of customer service, so you know, because I actually was a bouncer at one point. You actually have
That's
to do
right.
it. You have to be like, hey, come on, let's go. You got to be go out of your way to be kind because, like the girl said, triggered. That happens when you've had some drinks, if you've had some drinks, or if you're just hyped up anyway.
So well, think to your point, people are drinking, which means they're not probably thinking as straight and as clear as they should. So on that, I'll tell you who does think straight and clear around here. All the bed bugs, but not me. But anyhow, we're going to talk about the Amazon. You know what? Did you guys know this, though, that the Amazon, like the, you know, this whole craziness with the deforestation, the fires. I mean, I don't think anyone's even talking about this. If Cardi B got arrested for drunk driving, we would all talk about it. It would be headlines. But this is more important than that, folks. So we're going to get into why it's important for you at some point in your week to Google this situation with the Amazon deforestation, with the fires and the politics down there. Because if those flames continue and we lose the forest, we're going to lose our lungs. And if we have respiratory failure, yep, we all die. On that high note, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become. In the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. With all that has happened, I think
good morning, good morning, KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. We awake? Huh? Yeah. You driving into work? What's going on there? Okay, by the way, I am just so frustrated with all of you drunk drivers. What is wrong with you people? In a world where we have Uber, Lyft, all that, or, you know, just call grandma, mom, somebody, you know, your ex, just saying, it's a good excuse. Why do you do this to yourselves? I'm on the 110, you know, coming in right now. And again, this car was like so, like he kept swerving, or she, who knows, in the fast lane and almost hit the center divider. I can't tell you how many times. So at that point, I'm speeding. I'm like, I'm getting around this because this guy's going to hit the center divider, going to do a, you know, spin, going to hit all these other cars. I mean, just, ugh, I see it and it scares the bejesus out of me, I tell you. On this Sunday where we should be thinking about going to service, going to church. Raise your hands. Who's going to church here? Oh, gosh. Really? Apparently, everyone went silent on me. Producer Sam, Rob, nothing.
Ah, there I am.
There you are. There
yeah.
you are.
If I didn't have to go to sleep, I would go.
I know the feeling. It's a problem. All right. So the next thing is here. I'll post something, by the way, on Instagram in a second here. I did post an Insta story, just silly, funny stuff. At Elizabeth Espinosa, I remember, on Instagram. And at @E_Espinosa on Twitter. I forgot these things. But I really want you guys to hear and learn about the Amazon. So when we think of the Amazon, we think of the, you know, the beautiful forest, the natives, native species, the birds and all those insects. And that all that's beautiful of, you know, what is au naturel, what is organic. So what people forget is that the Amazon, it's so large. It's basically... It produces 20% of the world's oxygen, okay? So it's kind of like it's our lungs, our set of lungs. Now, this is a great story that kind of summarizes what's happening. If you haven't heard, there's a ton of fires going on. It's so bad that the sunrise in Sao Paulo is basically dark because of all the cloud, you know, the plume of smoke. And we can understand that here in Southern California because we know wildfires and how awful it is and what it does to, you know, the air. If you have respiratory issues, all those contaminants and pollutants are so bad for you. And so right now, scientists are saying that if you were to grab and apply all that smoke from the fires that are burning right now in the Amazon and you put it over the United States, satellite imagery shows it would cover everything from Los Angeles to Detroit. Think about that for just Jeez. 1 second. Exactly. That's crazy.
That's a four-hour flight. About 4.5-hour flight.
Exactly. So listen to this story from ABC. So as we try to unpack and get you to understand why, if you haven't heard about the fires in the Amazon, it's important for you to be in the know with this.
Catastrophic fires smoldering into an international battle. And France's President Emmanuel Macron tweeting, "Our house is burning," directly blaming the record fires in the Amazon on Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's environmental policy. Bolsonaro, often called the Trump of the tropics, has accused, without evidence, Brazilian NGOs of starting the fires, even mocking a journalist when asked what he should do about it. More than 76,000 fires have ignited in Brazil since the crisis began, a new fire starting every minute or so. The vast majority believed to be set by farmers trying to clear land. From the air, the lines of fire chewing up the forest. The area of smoke so large it is visible from space and could blanket half the United States, from Detroit to Los Angeles. The Amazon produces 20% of the planet's oxygen and helps regulate its temperature. The fire is casting a shroud over South America's biggest city, Sao Paulo, earlier this week. Tonight, President Trump offering U.S. assistance as Brazil's president says he will deploy the military to the Amazon.
And Matt Gutman joins us live from Sao Paulo. Matt, there have been mixed messages from Brazil's president on these fires. He's accusing critics of sensationalism while also saying he doesn't have enough firefighters to attack these flames.
And Cecilia, Bolsonaro may have gone a long way towards refining that message tonight by deploying the military not only to fight the fires, but also to prevent farmers from setting new ones. But given the vast scope of these fires and how remote many of them are, any country would have a hard time battling them, which is what is so troubling about this, given the importance of the Amazon to the planet's health.
And there it is. I think, you know, we're going to continue unpacking this because it's really important that a politics has a lot to do with what's happening there. Now, one thing that might be a little confusing as you're hearing the story is that you're like, well, Elizabeth, I mean, come on, you know, wildfires happen. You know how it happens here in Los Angeles, in Southern California. Well, the Amazonian fires are not wildfires at all. You hear me? They're not wildfires. They weren't started by lightning strikes or a power line. They were started. They were ignited on purpose. Yes. Some are for, you know, clearing for, you know, land for ranching and farming. But you also have the political space in all this because the president down there, his name, in case you don't know his name, Jair Bolsonaro. OK, that's a name you're going to hear a lot more about. He is a far right populist who is openly, you know, said he's got a, you know, he's good. He likes the country, Brazil's authoritarian past. OK, and he said that publicly. When he was sworn in as president, you know, during his campaign, he promised to weaken the Amazon's environmental protections. Sounds familiar? Just asking. Which have been effective at reducing deforestation for the past two decades. And he wants to open up the rainforest to, guess what? Drum roll, please. Economic development. What does that mean? That's such a big term. Let's just call it what it is. Making some money. Making some cash. Let's get some business up in here. Why do we care about this forest and, you know, whatever? So that's kind of what's happening here. It's politics. But hold on, guys. Who cares what's happening at G7, the summit right now with all the, you know, international leaders of the world talking about policy and the China trade war? Who cares? If we can't breathe, I mean, come on, guys. Like, where's common sense in all this? So when we come back, we're going to break this down even more, but I also do want to get into some of the other stories locally. But this is so important, okay? And maybe we'll just all take a field trip together down to the Amazon. Anything to go to Brazil, just saying. All right, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Dance for me, hey. Maybe you just came back from the club. They work. KFI AM 640, iHeartRadio, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Here we are. I can't believe I read in the paper we only have two more weekends of summer. Don't say it's true, please.
This summer went by way too fast.
Honestly, and it hasn't even been that hot, so I'm a little pissy about it. I'm like, restart, please. Right? Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa in the summer? No.
I'm okay with it not being that hot. Remember, the last few years have been ridiculous, but
feel it hot.
It definitely doesn't feel like summer.
It doesn't. Okay, thank you, Rob Newton in the newsroom, confirming my feelings, validating that.
Looking at the weather, it certainly doesn't say that way. Triple digits in the Inland Empire, 90s, 80s at the beach, that's not okay.
Yeah, but you know what? It actually hasn't been very hot. But then again, what do I know? I don't live in the Inland Empire. And for those of you who live there, are like, Elizabeth, shut the beep up. It's been hot, lady. I don't have AC. What's your problem? I'm like, okay, fine. I'll stand down on that one. So listen, we have been talking about the rainforest, the Amazonian fires. And I know when we talk about this, you're probably like, why do we care? It's not here. It's not our wildfires. Well, it is. Let me just throw out some numbers and reset what we've been talking about and why this is important for you to care about and share with your family, with your friends, you know, educate each other. 74,000 fires have been recorded in the Amazon rainforest since January of this year. 74,000. Okay, so we get it. The Amazon, a rainforest, does in some sense belong to Brazilians, okay? I understand that. Also to the indigenous people who live there. But as a store of carbon, it is fundamental to the survival of every person. That goes beyond the borders, okay? You see what I'm saying? So if the rainforest, if the Amazon rainforest is destroyed or degraded, the Amazon as a system is simply beyond humanity's ability to get back. Because think about this. It provides 20% of the world's oxygen, okay? Even if us, all of us, were to replant half a continent's worth of trees, the diversity of creatures across Amazonia cannot be replenished for, guess what? I don't know, roughly 10 million years. That's what you need to focus on, okay? That is 33 times longer than Homo sapiens as species has existed. So this is why it's incredibly important that now we get into the conversation of politics, because that is a different country, right? And who's the president down there? Jair Bolsonaro. So Jair is considered a far-right populist. Pretty extreme, says things that are quite outrageous. They compare him, and a lot of folks say he's like the Trump of South America. Fine. Whether you love Trump or not, the point is he's not really sympathetic to environmental concerns. He's not a guy that goes with like, oh, yeah, global warming. He's like, no, why aren't we? Let's tear down the Amazon. And he ran on that platform, right? Yeah. Let's tear down the Amazon because we need to create economic development. We need jobs. Let's get rid of the favelas. Let's give people work. Okay, yeah, but if we go into respiratory failure, dummy, then it doesn't matter if we have jobs because we're all going to be dead. Where's the common sense with people?
Well, that's what his plan is that by the time all that's a problem, he's going to be dead anyways.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. And now it's turned into this insanity. So he's finally getting pressure from world leaders, right? G7, the summit's happening as we speak. And thank God. And you know what? You got to give the guy a big high five. Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Macron, of course, the president of La France. Do you know? France. He couldn't handle his situation with the yellow taxi guys. Remember all those protests? But apparently he's doing good in this one, this arena. He has threatened Brazil with ending a trade deal with South America if something, you know, wasn't done, if they're not doing more. So now, you know, Bolsonaro's like, oh, wait, hold on, I got to do something. So he's getting the army, he's drafted the army in this alleged help to stop the spread of fires. And then he's also saying, like, we don't have any help, it's too much. Because, again, if you didn't hear this in the earlier segment, what scientists are saying from satellite imagery, that there's so much smoke, and we get that here in Southern California when we have our wildfires, right? It covers, if you were to grab all the smoke that has been produced by these over 74,000 fires that have been burning since January, and we're approaching September, folks, in the Amazon, it would cover half of this country. Just that, what a visual that is, right? And so now the politics is people are throwing blame back and forth. Oh, sound familiar? Yeah, that's how politics gets played. Well, Bolsonaro's saying, no, listen. What's happened here is that the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, the people that are out there advocating and helping the indigenous people, they are setting these fires. They're doing this to themselves. But you have Amnesty International Secretary General Kumi Naidu. This person says, whoa, we have documented illegal land invasions. Like, we have documented this. We also have documents that show there have been arson attacks in the Amazon. In the very region where these fires are raging, and that was not set, that blaze was not set by the indigenous people, who apparently have gone to court. There's litigation that's been filed by the indigenous people to protect the land.
Yeah, there's 400 tribes that are being displaced by these fires, and recently, and it seems a little coincidental, but and it may very well be an absolute coincidence. But some of the native tribes won a case where they apparently people were going and selling off their land without consulting the people who lived on it. So this was a case that made it so that it was they couldn't do that anymore. And coincidentally, within days of that case happening, all of these fires break out. So there may be no link to it whatsoever, but it seems a little coincidental, or it seems a little fishy.
Yeah, of course it is. It stinks. Let's be real. And you know, again, kudos to our president, who's saying that, you know, we want to send some kind of support to help battle the blaze. California also, I'm hearing that we're going to send, right, Rob, a super tanker or a big.
Yeah, Caltrans already has sent the tanker.
So. Caltrans or. Is it Cal? No, not Caltrans.
Not Caltrans. Cal Fire.
Sorry. Cal Fire. No.
You know, Caltrans is trying to do something. You know?
That's funny. No, but no, I hear you. So that's good. That's good news. But again, thank you. Merci beaucoup, French President Emmanuel Macron, because he tweeted out, it's a crisis, and he says, quote, our house is burning. Our house is burning. Think about that. It provides 20% of the world's oxygen. And I felt a little negligent that I didn't really understand it. And I had heard about it here and there. But I thought, hey, if I'm a news person, I need to be on top of this and understand this is important. So this week, there will be stories, I'm sure, about, you know, some celebrity doing something stupid. That's great. You can read it in passing. But this is the stuff that we should be focused on. We should be focused on what's going to happen. You know, if in fact, whether or not you believe in global warming and you know, that the forest carbon store is vital to the process of slowing down the pace of global warming, the fact that, you know, they produce 20% of our oxygen and it's going up in flames and that the president down there thinks it's for economic development, you're stepping on my toes, buddy, because these are my lungs and I need to survive. So we need to all care. And perhaps here's my call to action, because I always say, what's your conclusion, right? What's your outcome? What's your desire here? What's the takeaway? As my buddy Tony Robbins would tell me much often, just kidding, he's never talked to me, but it'd be great if he would. What's a call to action? I think we all need to tweet. Use your voice. You need to send an Instagram note to the president of, he's a public official. Tell him, hey, I'm in North Dakota, but I care. You know, I'm in Los Angeles. I care. I'm in New Zealand. I care. I'm in China. I care. Let's do something about this. And then let's talk about a little bit more locally of some of the moronic things that have happened here with the, you know, here in Florida, teacher telling kids at school that if he was a school shooter, oh boy, he'd be successful. Oh my God. Let's send that guy to the island where we're going to send the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro. Let's send him all to that island. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinoza, KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, iHeartRadio, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. This song is so good. It's my new favorite song. It's Ed Sheeran. It's called Beautiful People. And it's so good. You have to check out the video because it's the whole thing of like people trying to fit in, you know. It's just like, just be yourself. Just be yourself. Such a great video. Have you seen it yet, Rob?
Not yet.
Sam? Well, you're going to see it now. It's very cool. All right. So, speaking of really just being true to who you are, and well, you didn't kill it so fast like that, Hector. speaking of authenticity, right? What is wrong with these kids in Orange County? My gosh. So back in March, so I was at KTLA, and I went down there to cover the whole crazy town hall with social media blowing up with photos of a group of kids partying. Remember that? From Newport Beach and Costa Mesa? And they were doing the Sieg Heil. I can't even say that right because I hate saying the Heil Hitler suit. Mm-hmm. Salute, if you will. To a bunch of red plastic cups that were arranged into a swastika, right? So immediately school officials said, oh, we got to figure this out. And then I actually talked to one of the parents. And if you scroll down my Instagram, at Elizabeth Espinosa, you'll see part of my interview with one of the parents who was like, well, the kids didn't know. And I'm like, the kids didn't know that there was something wrong with that. Sir, with all due respect, like, it's like white is white, black is black. That's a terrible example, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah. We get it when the sun comes out. Like, you can't really argue with me and say, no, that's not the sun. That's just the moon during the daylight.
And why else are you putting that symbol and then doing the exact thing that people did for that symbol in that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing.
I don't think they were necessarily trying to be Nazis. I think they're trying to be teenage kids being stupid and doing the most outrageous thing possible, which is something a lot of teenagers do. They knew what they were doing. They knew how outrageous it was, and they were catering right to that.
And they were okay with that.
And that's the problem, is that somewhere along the line, they were taught that that was okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think necessarily that all of them may necessarily be Nazis. I think they were trying to just be outrageous and stupid teenagers, but that doesn't excuse this at all.
Right.
This is horrifically wrong.
But that's what I'm saying. So it doesn't matter. Like, the bottom line is, you're not supposed to do that. You don't go, "Oh, that's so funny. She got raped." Like, there's nothing funny about that, guys. It's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
Some things it's pretty clear. Well, guess what? Now you got Garden Grove alerted to a group of kids from Pacifica High School, and these kids were raising the Nazi salute while singing a Nazi marching song at an off-campus athletic event.
Yeah, see, that's a step beyond.
Yeah, so now administrators there kept the situation quiet. Shh. It all worked, up until last week, when somebody took this months-old recorded Snapchat video and posted it online. And now, of course, the Garden Grove Unified School District has learned of other videos and multiple allegations of students engaged in hate speech, and the district has opened an investigation. But it's crazy, because if you think about what's happening, this is in Orange County, and it's still predominantly, some areas anyway, Caucasian, right? Not a ton of diversity, but it is changing. It's changing politically speaking as well. Obviously, we all know it went blue this last election, but there is more diversity that's, moving in. And it's just scary. It's scary that at some point it feels like we haven't learned our lesson, right? I mean, what does it take, guys?
I honestly think this is a symptom of people kind of throwing out the word Nazi as an insult.
As a reaction
for things that aren't. Nazi's a very terrible, that was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And that to call someone that's terrible.
Yeah.
If you just throw it around loosely, then these kids don't see how serious it is.
That's true. Well, what about, but let's go to Florida for a second. So what about, you're a Florida teacher, you're at Lakeland Senior High School, and on August 16th, during a lockdown drill, you just decide to share some notes with your students because you got to engage them, right? Entertain your kids. Well, you as a teacher, you do the responsible thing. You talk about school shootings because it's timely, and you say, "Look, kids, if I were a school shooter, I'd plant improvised explosive devices, like IEDs, and I would fire a couple rounds and wait for everyone to hide. Then I'd press a button and boom, everyone would die. In fact, if I were a school shooter, I'd have 1,000-person body count. Boom, drop the mic. How you like me now?" Oh, wait, you're the teacher? What is wrong with this person? Teacher has no criminal history. But there is a temporary ex parte risk protection order said that the teacher may be seriously mentally ill or may have recurring mental health issues. So needless to say, the teacher's on administrative leave while they investigate the case. But this is over in Polk County Public School District. Yeah.
I'm not surprised it's in Florida.
Yeah, no, Florida Man. That's his name, actually, Florida Man.
It is going to be that. One more. Let's go to New Hampshire for a second. So police officers in Nashua, New Hampshire, were led on an overnight chase by a man driving a car, and guess what it was stuffed with? Balloons. I love balloons, too, by the way.
It was a rolling party.
It was a clown.
It was a clown. Oh, my gosh. And you see this picture. It is classic. The guy had Massachusetts license plates, blah, blah, blah. He pulled into his driveway. He lost control, and he crashed into his garage. He tried to run into the house, but he was apprehended by officers, and he said he was just trying to get home in time with balloons for the party. I'm kidding. I don't know.
The good news is when he crashed, there was a lot of airbags in there, so he was totally safe.
Ba-dum-bum-bum. Oh, my gosh. All right, and so have you guys ever been to Delilah's? I went to the supper club. So I will be honest with you. Since we last chatted last Sunday, my birthday was on Monday, and I have not stopped.
Here we go.
Finding ways to celebrate.
Oh, I've seen it on your Instagram. You got a lot of cake in there and a lot of celebrations. That's cool. It's like a birthday month.
My weight has definitely paid for it, though. I'm feeling it. Yeah, so we went to the supper club. It was so funny. It's been a while since I've been to a place. It felt like going back in time where they're like, "No pictures, please." And so you go and take that picture I took with the little, slice of pie, I got yelled at for, but I was like, I got it. I got it, fucking investigative reporter. I got to take a picture. But it's amazing how addicted you are to your social media, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Forbidden pie pictures.
Yes, forbidden pie pictures. You're out of control. All right, what are you guys doing this week? Weekend? Tonight? Let's go to the calendar section. Let's get some ideas.
There it is.
There it is. Who wants to go to the Union Station? You know, they got a roller rink thing happening.
That's right. An old school roller rink is going on in Union Station. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's like one of those pop-up things, I think.
Yep. And they're trying to, you know, make it like it's a place to go hang out and have fun. Rob, are you a big roller skater?
No.
Okay. On that note, we won't do that. So, on Tuesday, Blink 182. I think this might be up your alley. Yes. Blink 182 and Lil Wayne.
Wait. What does that mean? What does that mean?
I'm just saying it's a music concert. Mm-hmm.
I looked at the beard at the cut of your jib and realized that you, sir, are a Blink 182 fan.
That's happening in Irvine at the Five Point Amphitheater. Just got remodeled. I hear it's amazing. Also, the D23 Expo. That's happening today at the Anaheim Convention Center. So this is crazy. I guess every 2 years, the Disney nerds, will get together at the Anaheim Convention Center to celebrate all things Disney and see what sort of magic the company's been working on. But everybody shows up in costume. So
new Star Wars footage is coming in out of there. So definitely keep your eyes open if you're a nerd.
This is all you. The 626 Night Market at Santa Anita Park, that's happening this Friday night. Only $5.
Yeah.
We should go, guys. Seriously. Yeah. Little field trip here of the crew. Pasadena Daydream at the Rose Bowl Stadium. That's next Saturday. 10 bands. Wow. Everybody from Pixies, Deftones, Joy, Formidable, Chelsea Wolf, and I don't know who they are, but
The Cure is Deftones, also going to be there.
Cool. Yeah. You guys know who they are? Wow, I feel like not cool. Contact High, a visual history of hip-hop. That's at the Annenberg Space for Photography. Today is the last day, and it's free! And there's also the Burlesque Las Philippines X at Geneva.
Tell me more.
Right? Tonight mm-hmm. at 8 o'clock, $40 per person. It's a burlesque show and two drink minimum. Rob Noon.
Oh.
All right, that's it. And for more, of course, go on to our page, Facebook Keyword Sunday, and at Elizabeth Espinosa on Instagram. Twitter's at @E_Espinosa. Rob Newton, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Producer Sam, thank you, Hector. You guys remember, get to service today. Please go to church. Be good to each other. Namaste. It has been a pleasure. We will see you next week. The Jesus Christ Show is next. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Peace out!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.